In this bulletin, tributes paid to the victims of New Zealand's Christchurch earthquake 10 years on. Australians urged to ignore anti-vaccination messages as the national rollout officially begins. And in tennis, Australian Open champion Novak Djokovic says his goal now is to set a new record. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has paid tribute to those who have died in the Christchurch earthquake on the 10-year anniversary. 185 people died when New Zealand's second largest city suffered what has been described as a one in a 2,500-year earthquake. Hundreds of others were injured and one Australian lost their life. During the memorial service, Ms Ardern says the impact of the day will never be forgotten.
Today we not only mark the loss of 185 lives, but we remember and we celebrate these people. The joy they gave, the memories made, the lives they lived. Haere, haere, haere atura. It's been a hugely difficult decade for this city. At times I'm sure it's felt almost impossible. And I see Christchurch taking its rightful place amongst New Zealand's best and brightest cities.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says it's disgraceful that Tennis Australia's president was booed during the presentation ceremony of the Australian Open after mentioning the COVID-19 vaccine. Jane Hrdlicka was making her speech following Novak Djokovic's win in the men's single final at Melbourne Park when the crowd interrupted. Mr McCormack says the federal government expects resistance from anti-vaxxers but has urged the public to get behind the vaccine.
Well, that's not Australian. I'm sorry, that is just un-Australian. This vaccine is going to get our country back to some sort of pre-COVID normality. This vaccine needs to roll out right across the country. While it's not mandatory, while you don't have to get the vaccine, I encourage Australians to do so. Not just for their own sake, but for those people who are loved ones.
And state and territories in Australia have begun vaccinating frontline workers and hotel quarantine staff. On the first official day of the vaccine rollout, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says about 1,200 people will be vaccinated today, and the aim is to have all residents in the state inoculated by the end of October.
And I'm looking forward to having the overwhelming majority of our citizens have the vaccine in the next few months. That's really, really critical. And of course, by the end of October, I hope that everybody who's offered the vaccine in New South Wales, which should be the whole population, has had it by that time. And yes, it does mean we can think about the settings. It does mean we can start thinking about overseas travel. We can start thinking about easing of restrictions. These are all things we can start thinking about if our critical mass of our population takes up the vaccine.
South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says about 1,700 people will be vaccinated this week, with a goal to reach 12,000 over the next 3 weeks. He acknowledged there's vaccine hesitancy in the community.
Now, some people are a bit anxious about vaccination. Some people might even say, it's not for me, I'm young, I don't need it. Look, the simple facts of the matter are that the vaccination is safe and it's really important to get it. The more people that are vaccinated, the safer that we're going to be in South Australia. We've had great cooperation so far. We expect that to continue into the future.
And SBS has released a video in more than 60 languages, including Auslan, informing communities about Australia's COVID-19 vaccination rollout plan, how vaccines work and how they're approved in Australia. The video explains the different phases of the Australian government's COVID-19 vaccine national rollout plan, specifically in what order different workers and age groups will receive the vaccine. It also highlights where it will be available and who will receive it free of charge. In tennis, Australian Open champion Novak Djokovic says now he has won the title for the ninth time. He's turning his focus to breaking the Grand Slam titles record. He defeated Russian Daniil Medvedev in straight sets to secure his 18th Grand Slam title. This is two less than Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, who both have 20 titles. Djokovic says he still has aspirations to win more titles.
I don't feel like I'm old or tired or anything like that, but I know that, you know, biologically and realistically things are different than they were 10 years ago for me. So I have to be smarter with my schedule and peak at the right time. So the slams are the tournaments where I want to be able to perform my best.
Let's take a look at today's weather. It's hot and sunny, 39 degrees in Perth. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, where it's 23 degrees. A possible light shower in Melbourne, 21. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, 20. A shower or two, 28 in Canberra. In Wollongong, much the same, 25. In Sydney, a possible shower, 27. Similar conditions in Newcastle, where it's 28. It's 34 degrees in Brisbane and sunny. A couple of showers about for Cairns, 32. And a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 31 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.